Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Haradian, and we're going to be talking about this week's Gotham. And pretty excited. Next week, it's going to be a very great DC week. So if you're a fan of DC Comics and the films that are about to emerge with this Batman versus Superman, join us next week as we will be broadcasting every day, yeah. Every day up until the release of Batman versus Superman, all starting on Monday. We're going to be starting off, the kickoff call will be with Gotham Talk. And then after that, Supergirl Talk on Mondays. And then Tuesday, we'll do The Flash and Arrow. And then Thursday, we'll talk about, we'll be on DC Legends Talk and then DC Films Talk. On Thursday, which, of course, a lot of you will be going to the movie, so those podcasts will be a little earlier, just so we could get, you know, your last word in right before you go watch the movie. So, or even if you're in line at the movies, ready to go watch Batman vs. Superman, you can call into our podcast, so it's going to be a lot of fun, so yeah. This is a live show, so if you want to call in, we're on for the next 30 minutes. The dial-in number for the guest is 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821, and that number is live when you call in on the show when it's on the live broadcast. So there you go. All right, we have a new caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt. Super hyped for Batman v Superman. Oh my god, I can't believe it's 6 more fucking days. Oh my,
it's crazy.
Fucking god. It
we
is
waited
so crazy.
So long.
It is DC vacation week for me. I'm off the next
Definitely.
Few days. I am so down for the podcast
I am
this
so
these
excited.
Next few days. If I'm waiting in line at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, we so need to do the podcast around that time.
Oh, that'd be great. Like, you know, you calling from the line, we should try to time
yes.
that. So,
and then I'm walking
so we'll definitely
in
talk about
the
that.
Theater
so tonight's episode of Gotham is the Ball of Mud and Meanness.
what
this
people
so,
will
wow,
be
this episode
in.
Was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, people, this guy walking in, the Batman v Superman, they're like, sir, you can't be on your phone right now.
Yeah. It's
what,
crazy.
What if they say that, Jesus? Say, like, sir, you need to silence your phone before you start the movie.
Oh, yeah, no, well, no. Well, of course, when the movie goes on, definitely we'll hang up right before it.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah, I don't want you
so
to get
long.
In trouble.
I know, but that'd be cool to have to go right into the movie. Because at first I was just going to text Joe before I watched the movie, but that'd be cool to have a podcast right before we
yeah,
enter
that'd
the
be
movie,
great.
Because we waited for
that'd
the,
be great.
I've been anticipating this movie for so long. I've been talking about it, been watching the trailers and TV spots nonstop. I mean, God.
You know what's funny? We're going to see a different look of Gotham. Now that we have this show, we're going to have something to compare it to, the cinematic Gotham that we're going to see
yeah.
in Batman versus Superman as it's the sister neighbor city of Metropolis.
Yep, that's going to be so damn cool to see them both, Metropolis and Gotham. I saw those
yes.
clips that... Okay, let's talk about Gotham now. Let's save it for DC Films Talk.
Let's definitely, yeah, let's do that. Let's switch over to
and,
Gotham.
But also,
thank
there
you.
Is no Legends of Tomorrow, by the way, till March
no,
31st.
Till
when you
March,
said we're doing DC
March, yeah.
Legends Talk.
Definitely.
You said that, but we're... Aren't we going to do our Man of Steel audio commentary, Jesus?
Oh yeah, we should definitely. I'll email you to see maybe this Sunday we could do that.
Yeah, because I got plans tomorrow with my brother around 2. But
yeah,
I'm down for that because I did watch Man
okay.
of Steel again last Monday.
That movie is
I've
so great,
it,
especially
yes.
especially as we're getting close to Batman versus Superman. It's pretty much Superman 2. Come
yes,
on, let's
is.
Just call it Superman 2 from now on.
Yeah, it is. Pretty much so. I'm hoping we get.
All right, cool. Okay,
to
so let's switch
Gotham.
Back to Gotham. I know we're excited. We're DC fans, and you know, we gotta do what we gotta do. You know.
True. This is
all
right.
So Gotham, really a really great episode. I feel
yeah.
very satisfied after each episode of Gotham. How do you feel after each episode, Matt?
I feel very good about it. This week's episode with young Bruce Wayne. It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
To see him almost kill the guy who murdered
yeah.
his parents. The guy who played him did great. And that was so
yeah,
Batman
and it's kind of a
Easter
cool storyline, the way they did it.
Yeah, young Bruce Wayne, then going right into Batman v Superman. Oh, my God. And then seeing the female Joker. I totally forgot about that.
That was cool. Yeah, that was played
that
by
was
Lori
awesome.
Petty, who played Tank Girl. Back in the 90s.
First, I thought it was Ellen DeGeneres for a moment there.
That would have been funny. That would
yeah.
have been funny.
Yeah.
You know, I could see the similarities
almost
now.
Almost like her. Almost
no,
like
you're
her
right.
for a moment there.
No, that's a good guess, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, but still, I thought it was a great episode. Also, there was a bit of an Easter egg for the Riddler.
Oh, yes, the question
I
mark.
I caught it at the very end. That he's going to
yeah.
probably start wearing the costume. Crazy penguin moments.
Are you, oh my gosh, are you listeners out there, are you excited that now the Riddler is pretty much coming to fruition?
Yeah.
Let us know on Twitter. We're at Gotham Talk, and let us know how excited you are for the Riddler. I am. I'm definitely excited
Me
for
too.
The Riddler. And,
I am down
and
for
then,
this guy
no,
for the Riddler.
No, Mr. And then Mr. Freeze.
No, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Do we
that?
Think Penguin's actually cured, or is he hallucinating that
I think he's
scene?
Being set up. I don't know.
I think he's being set
I don't
up,
trust,
and he's gone nuts.
I don't trust Hugo Strange.
Me neither, because Hugo Strange is planning something, like in the Arkham game. He was
oh,
always
yeah.
planning something.
You know, you have to take him like
Ra's
he's
Al
always
Ghul.
Playing chess with these people.
Yes. He's playing chess with all the crazy people.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's
Where
like a big chess game for him.
Where is everybody
huh?
tonight? No Joe? No Francesco?
They're probably partying.
Probably so. Joe probably took out his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. That's what happens when you get into a couple.
I'm going to take my friend David and I are, if he can, he's going to come with me to Batman v Superman, by the way.
Ah, dude. I cannot wait. Okay, we're going to get sidetracked again. Here we go. There we go. Let me read the description of this ball of mud and meanness. Bruce receives a gun from Selina and goes on the hunt for Patrick Malone with Alfred. To get the information, Alfred is forced to fight in the underground fight club. Which puts Alfred in the hospital. That scene was pretty cool, right?
That part was weird. I was watching the episode of that scene, and that part was kind of weird. He was fighting that weird black guy. But
yeah.
Alfred was a badass there.
Yeah. He didn't back down
and
at all.
No, but boy.
But it put him in
Alfred,
the hospital.
I know, poor guy. But still, Bruce went after the man who murdered his parents.
Yeah, I cannot believe that happened.
It was so good. Okay, go on.
Okay, so after he's in the hospital, Bruce goes on the hunt for himself. Alfred contacts Gordon and Bullock so they can save Bruce before he could be killed. Bruce locates Malone, who later seemingly confirms he is responsible for the murder of Bruce's parents. He asks Bruce to kill him. But Bruce holds back at the last moment and yet leaves the gun behind, allowing Malone to commit suicide. Later in the cave, Alfred reads Bruce's letter about him moving to the streets to learn how to fight crime. Meanwhile, Leslie asks Gordon to investigate Kristen Kringle's sudden disappearance. When Nigma is informed, he swears to outsmart Gordon. After running a few more tests on Cobblepot, Hugo Strange declares him sane and releases him from Arkham, although states he still has plans for Cobblepot. So there you go. It looks like Miss Peabody was not happy that
Nigma
was released. Why do you think she was upset? Did you get that?
Yeah, Dr. Strange goes, okay, Miss Peabody, if you don't like what's going on, just leave. If I were her, I'd just leave. I don't like her. And then in the opening scene, we see his mom again. I don't get it. The mom is finally dead, the mom of the Penguin, and then she has to come back.
You know,
that's how I thought.
I thought they were going to show the dad. You know how it's being played by Pee-wee
Herman? Yeah, that's going to be in next week's episode. Yeah, I saw that in the promo. At the end of my DVR,
I thought it was going to happen on this week.
Yeah, me too. But I guess it's going to be in this week's episode. With this week going to be full on DC Comics week.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's
going to
be
a
great week.
So let's see. I want to talk about the final chapter in finding out who killed Bruce's parents. Was it anticlimactic, or do you think it
was
a good closure on that one?
I thought it was pretty damn good because the actor who played the guy was amazing in that scene when Bruce was talking to him. First he wanted to try to hire him and test him, but then he found out that he did kill his parents, about to kill him. Batman, total right there. I was geeking out there since Batman v Superman is just around the corner. And
totally around the corner, yeah.
Jeez, I mean, it just got me going right there. Total Batman Easter egg right there. And then Gordon found him. The guy shoots himself. It was so good.
Did you think he was going to do that? I was really caught by surprise.
Me too. I thought he was going to kill Bruce. And it's like he wanted Bruce to kill him.
That was a really good scene.
It was.
Whoever wrote
was
that scene,
scene,
that was a really good one.
And then the ending, when you see Bruce leaving, I knew that was going to happen. He's not going to come back until he's a bit older and learns to fight by Ra's al Ghul and becomes Batman. Since we got
Do you think that's a good exit for the kid, for the actor to go away?
Yeah.
And grow
Probably
up a little.
Uh-huh. And now it's going to be all about the villains, because the show did get renewed for season 3.
Yeah. It looks like DC is still going strong.
I love the way how
all the shows got
TV.
Renewed. Not one DC show got canceled.
They should get a new series going on Friday night, too. I want a show to come out on a Friday night. I mean, we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We need a new one, like Booster Gold or Legion of Superheroes on Friday night. I mean, come on, guys.
I agree.
Come on. Mark
I agree.
Gunningham and Simon Kreisberg has done so good with Flash, Arrow, Supergirl.
Yeah, he's like the godfather of DC TV.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was okay. I was a bit disappointed this week.
We're talking about Greg, what's his name, Greg Berlanti.
I am just so glad debates don't come on CW, because this week I was getting ready to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Dang, debate comes on at 9.
Oh.
That sucks.
There was a debate today?
No, on Tuesday night.
Oh, I see.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I want Bruce Wayne or Clark Kent to run for president.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Or Bruce Wayne
totally
for president.
There you go.
I vote for Bruce Wayne all the way.
Hashtag it, man, on Twitter.
Hashtag Bruce Wayne. Hashtag Bruce Wayne for president. Or hashtag Barry Allen for president.
I think I saw some memes already. Bruce Wayne for president.
I saw
a picture of that on a T-shirt.
I shared it with my friends. Oh, thanks for that video you sent me of you. That's so cool.
Oh, you mean of the Dark Knight?
Yeah, I shared that with my friends and showed that to a few people I know today, and they think you're a cool guy.
Oh, great, great. Well, tell them
yeah,
I say hi.
I will.
And Matt, I want to ask you, what's your favorite scene in this week's episode?
I'd say all the Bruce Wayne scenes get me going on because I just love seeing young Bruce Wayne. And still, I am looking forward to more of the I love the Hugo Strange scenes. And gosh, Penguin, boy, it's totally the rise of the Penguin right now.
Yes.
Don't you think?
It's all about him.
Yeah, Penguin has just been going nuts, cuckoo, crazy in the head with what they're experimenting on him. I just hope soon.
Poor guy.
See.
I think he's gone through the most. He's really suffered the most, like literally.
Yeah, poor Penguin. First he was the king of Gotham.
After a while,
and
you
next...
just feel so sorry for him. He's like a rag doll to the city of Gotham.
I know, and I thought he was going to completely take over. And now, first it was Mr. Galavan, and now who's next is going to take over? Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I think it's all going to land on Doctor Strange, especially with the title that they're using for the season, Rise of the Villains.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty much the puppet master.
Or the Wrath of the Villains, yeah. I can't
or
wait to see
the
real
villains.
Mr. Freeze costume and how amazing it was last week. I just can't wait to see the real Mr. Freeze costume. This show just truly shows how amazing it is. And plus, I loved all the Edward Nygma scenes on how crazy he's starting to get.
Yeah, he's starting to get a little scary crazy, especially remember when he was talking to himself. That was a little awkward. But it was cool. It was a really freaky awkward.
I like the way we get a bit more Riddler than we did. We got Bad Riddler by Jim Carrey in Batman Forever. This
oh, my God. Don't even mention
Jim Carrey.
That.
No,
yeah,
Batman
don't,
Forever.
Yeah, don't.
No. Because now Batman v Superman is going to totally redeem the Batman films. Well, the Dark Knight trilogy, Batman v Superman is going to be
Gotham
is
going to be in the air.
In Gotham, too.
Cinematic or TV, come on.
And The Flash
falls
as well.
Together. And The
Flash, I'm not getting popcorn.
Yeah, next week is
going to
be so
soda.
Much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be getting like happy days again each night. But then when I get in line and go into the movie, I'm going to be like so crazy happy once it starts. The opening of the movie. I just wonder what the opening scene is going to be like.
I just can't imagine.
Is it going to be the Superman and Zod fight? Is it going to be Bruce in the back?
I'm assuming.
Watching.
I'm assuming it's
going to
be like the tail end
Zod?
Of that. Yeah. Yeah.
God, I just can't imagine how amazing the opening of the movie is going to be.
All right, back to Gotham. We see Detective Gordon again at the aid of Bruce Wayne as he wanted to stop young Bruce Wayne from killing Malone. But as he approached Bruce Wayne in the hotel, or not hotel, the apartment complex, that's when they heard the gunshot of the self-inflicted wound that Malone had done to himself. Kind of cool how Gordon still cares about the kid, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome in how he cares about young Bruce Wayne, and he kind of didn't want Bruce to kill the guy who killed his parents, and that he wanted to help Bruce a lot, and I think I like this guy playing Jim Gordon. He's doing a great job.
Me too. As maybe if you guys have heard that they casted a Jim Gordon for the cinematic universe of DC films.
Marvel.
It is by J.K. Simmons. He is famous for playing Jameson in the Spider-Man movies. He's now going to play Detective Gordon in Justice League. So that's going to be awesome, right?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how well he does and how in Spider-Man 2,
I
Spider-Man
hope they give
3.
him a wig.
Yeah, me too, because he's bald. He did kind of
Oh,
terrible in Terminator
he's
Genesis.
very bald.
He played that one cop sort of in Terminator Genesis. He better do good
Yeah.
as Detective Gordon in
Yeah.
Justice
I don't want
League.
to know. Yeah, you're right. I don't
PC
want to
cop.
see. See, what's hard
I
for
don't want to
me
see.
is that I'm afraid I might see James Jonah Jameson, you know?
Yeah, me too.
I'm
Saying, get me a picture
because
of
he's already
Superman.
that
Get me a
he was
picture of
so
the
good at
Batman.
that.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Because
All right, Matt. So
going.
we're gonna turn the tables on you. Anything you want to talk about Gotham?
I just have to say, I'm just glad it's been new episodes straight through on since it returned, like when Supergirl went on break that week. It was new for me that week, and I thought that was awesome because I hate the way Flash and Arrow have been a long break, but it's finally back this week. But Gotham is truly a great series, and for you people that don't watch it, you should watch it. It's a great cop series and a great DC show to get into the Batman villain mythos too. It's a great TV show, guys, especially to get psyched for Batman v Superman.
Oh yeah. For sure, for
Yes.
sure. All right, cool. Anything else you want to add, Matt?
No, that's pretty much it. That it's a great series, and I'm really excited
Yeah,
for
how'd you
more.
feel about the girl Joker? It's
It
kind of
was
cool
okay.
how they're playing with the kind of a sense that everybody has their own little side of a Joker, you know? Like it's kind of like
Yeah.
a foreshadowing.
I thought it was kind of different than I thought. It looked very weird to me, but okay. It was a bit of an okay
Right.
part to me. Some parts of the episodes were okay, but my main focus was the Bruce Wayne scenes.
I agree.
I loved all the Bruce Wayne scenes. Those were pretty cool. I think they wanted to focus more on Bruce.
But the one thing I do have about it, Bruce Wayne, the young Bruce Wayne, leaving with Selina Kyle at the end to learn how to fight crime, which I don't know how that's going to happen because she's a criminal herself. I think they're putting way too much weight on Catwoman as helping them train than the opposite that we've all learned and loved was Alfred was the one that also helped him out after, of course, after Ra's al Ghul. But
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they giving too much credit to Selina Kyle? Well, what do you think, Matt? Or am I reading in too much?
I think they are because Bruce and Catwoman don't meet on until like later on
Yeah.
after he becomes
Exactly.
Batman. He just
Exactly.
like wants to become his own man after his parents died, right? It's like years later after he trained to become the Batman, and after he starts, like after he learns, he takes a vow for his parents, and he swears revenge, and he just wants to go out and fight crime, and help the cops.
Yeah, you nailed it right in the head right there.
Yep, because Batman is truly the vigilante of Gotham.
Yes, and it's great that we get a great point of view from the young Bruce Wayne as he is growing up with that heavy weight of his parents being murdered right in front of
Yeah,
him, and
that was
at a
so good
such
in the
young age.
pilot, though.
It was
The
really
pilot
well done,
episode was
yeah.
good.
But then again, remember Catwoman saw him, and she pretty much didn't help after that. I mean, she
No,
really
not so much.
didn't help at all, actually,
No.
because he found out from someone else, not from her. And then also, again, at the beginning of season one, they put too much weight on her. Ooh, she witnessed the one murder that, you know, sets off the Dark Knight. And like you said, Catwoman, Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne, they don't meet till like in their later years, not this early.
No.
So why do you think the writers are giving too much credit to Selina Kyle in this version of Bruce Wayne's?
And she's way too young
dealing
too.
With trauma.
Isn't the actress look way too young? Because I saw her live on Facebook before the episode aired. The actress looks way too young to play her, almost like a kid.
I'm sure she's. You know what? Let me look her up while you're talking. Keep talking, man, and I'll look her up. I'll look up Selina Kyle's.
Yeah, age. I mean, I don't know why we even have Catwoman on the show. She's cool and everything, but it's not like she actually fights or anything or kicks butt. You don't actually see.
She's
her
just
fight.
There.
She's just there to talk or talk to Bruce, saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. Come on, come
right.
with me on the streets or something. I don't know why she's there to do stuff with Bruce or do stuff with some other people or turn her into Firefly or turn people to this villain or to that villain or go in, talk to Alfred or I don't know. Why is she even there?
Yeah, well, the actor that plays Catwoman is Cameron Bicondova.
Oh.
Yeah, Cameron Bicondova. And she was born in 1999. So how old did that make her, Matt?
24, 23.
There you go.
Wow.
So she's not a kid.
No, she's a bit of an adult, and she is a Batman fan. When she was live on Facebook, she showed people her cat, and she showed people her Batman comics.
Yeah, I heard on Facebook that she did a live tweet on Facebook, and she was live tweeting and answering.
Did it today, too.
Yeah, she did it earlier this week, and... It's great to hear.
Today.
I mean, you know, she's a great actress. It's just sometimes it seems like the writers don't know what to do with her. And that sucks because you have great talent there and they don't know what to do with it. So it's kind of a big bummer. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Matt, do you want to give us a shout out as we wrap up this show? Because coming up next, we're doing Supergirl and boy, oh boy. Red Kryptonite.
Yes. Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, give us a shout out, man.
Great show, Jesus. And with no one calling in, I guess you're out in the streets of Gotham right now trying to rob Bruce Wayne or
something. Yeah, we're in the alleys broadcasting live.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you next on Supergirl Talk. Please call in. All right, bye.
All right, cool. And again, Gotham Talk will be on Monday, this Monday, as we set off our DC week, as we talk about the buildup of Batman versus Superman. So join us then at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday. All right. Have a good night. Bye.